Just this week, the New Jersey Department of Health filed a lawsuit seeking unfettered access to that Delaney Hall ICE detention center. And in that lawsuit, officials in New Jersey said that the facility is overcrowded, that it lacks ventilation, that it has inadequate medical care, that it has unsanitary food, unchecked spread of communicable diseases like COVID-19 and influenza, and also it reported concerns about inadequate tuberculosis infection control practices. And we posed that question to Borders Art Tom Hillman about the allegations that conditions at that facility have become substandard and inhumane in the words of New Jersey politicians.
We talked to the governor and her staff. Give me specifics. You said there's a miscarriage. Give me a name. You said so someone was attacked by an ICE officer? Give me a name so I can run these things down. I never got any specifics. And when we asked this, well, these are just things we're hearing. Well, it's hard to run down these things if you don't have the information to run down. But as far as what I saw, it's a well-run facility.
And Liz, Hillman also told us that the reports of overcrowding are, quote, false. He says the facility at Delaney Hall has about 1,000 beds and that there are currently 706 detainees. He says that is nowhere near capacity. He also said that over his recent visit on the weekend to the facility, he had some of the food that the detainees are offered, and he said, quote, the spaghetti was good.